the most unique course offered at every Texas FBS school. This came across, one of you guys found this morning, work on stuff, and I had a hard pivot to get into it. These are classes you can take at UTEP, UTSA, Rice, Texas, A&M, Texas Tech, SMU, Houston, Baylor, TCU. Yeah, I'm not sure what these other ones are. That's Texas State. I know that because they're in the new Pac-12. What's the green? It's like an eagle?
Mine's not loading. Hold on. Oh, North Texas.
That's North Texas.
Yeah. That's North Texas. The one I can't figure out is the orange one above UTEP.
Sam Houston.
Sam Houston. There you go. Sam Houston. You know, these are fantastic. Rufio's already looked at this. He says you need to be able to combine the University of Houston and the Texas A&M, to which my response was that's the most Texas degree of all time in beer appreciation at Houston and Texas barbecue at Texas A&M. Now, beer appreciation, I think, is kind of a weak sauce class. See what I did there? Mm-hmm. Weak sauce. But Texas barbecue, that's... Texas barbecue, that is a real thing that people get real angry about and real defensive for. So I think, you know, Texas barbecue, you'd also have to teach, you know, Carolina smoked meat. You'd have to do Kansas City barbecue.
Well, there's also, there's
Chicago style.
In the Big 12, there's the...
Well, no, but they're just talking Texas barbecue.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but I think to understand, one must know all aspects of the force.
Okay.
I think it's the Big 12, they have the butcher cut judging. Like your ability to grade meat,
yeah.
Like it's a real competition.
I believe it.
Like it's.
I follow this dude on Instagram who always cuts meat up, and it's amazing.
It's like an FFA type thing on steroids. But I was like there's like real, like these people go on and like work hilariously, coincidentally, for the FDA and stuff like that, and for these massive companies and stuff like this. And it's like that's such a, like when you wonder how people get in these niche career fields. You know, being a Southern California guy, the one that we always talked about was underwater basket weaving.
Yep.
And then surfing. USD, you can major in surfing.
Ballroom dancing at SC, isn't that a liner class that he took?
Yeah, but
you can't major.
You can major in surfing.
I believe that.
At USD.
I believe that.
Which is like, you major in surfing like, and like get a minor in...
did Jack Johnson support that?
Probably.
He's a California kid. Well, he went to USC, though.
But you minor in, what's it called? Oceanography or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you like have to actually like
there's something,
know waves and understand the science, the moon and the rotations. Yeah. And
but it's still your classes start at 5:30 in the morning out on the ocean, which I mean, it's pretty dope.
Which one of these do you take?
Oh man,
here I'll run through them. Rice has Understanding the United States Through Baseball.
Which, for those that don't know, Rice, great baseball program.
Great baseball program. And I always say this about baseball. I mean, baseball correlates with... Baseball, for the longest time, was ahead of U.S., like, cultural standards.
Yeah.
And kind of breaking barriers and stuff like that. At UTSA, you can take Mariachi Ensemble.
Which... Ensemble?
Ensemble.
Ensemble?
Ensemble. That's how it's pronounced, ensemble. If mariachi is pronounced phonetically, then ensemble should be pronounced phonetically ensemble. As well. Ensemble. Oh,
two different tongues, my friend.
It's ensemble. I know it is, but saying ensemble. Like,
wait a second. He's really digging in deep here.
No. I just like saying ensemble. Texas Arguing the End of the World.
Which Austin is a great place for that.
Texas A&M, as we said, Texas Barbecue. North Texas Science, Skepticism, and Weird Behavior.
That sounds like some real Eastern Oregon stuff.
Dude, that sounds like some current administration stuff.
There's some stuff there.
At Texas State, from Jay-Z to Kendrick Lamar, Politics, Power, and Identity in Hip Hop Lit. That's a fascinating class.
Well, yeah, that seems perfect for Texas.
Yeah.
I would love that class, actually. I like how music correlates to
especially
stuff.
Especially at San Marcos.
SMU, How to Build a Time Machine.
Hell yeah.
Texas Tech, the zombie.
Is that so they can go back and figure out how to avoid the death penalty in the 80s?
The zombie. Don't pay Craig James.
Yeah, Craig James. That's where it starts.
You can get away with Eric Dickerson. Just don't pay Craig James. Texas Tech, the zombie in media and pop culture. Fascinating.
If you've ever been to Lubbock, that tracks.
My coach used to be from Lubbock. Mm. Beer appreciation at Houston. Podcasting at Sam Houston State. That's actually going to be a major... At many places, and just social media in general. Baylor, religion and sport.
Duh.
UTEP, regional Mexican music. Hell yeah.
I mean, it's El Paso.
And TCU, Beyonce and intersectionality.
Whatever. I saw one of those TikToks out there, and the majors that they had were at this liberal arts college. I was just like, oh, you want to be unemployed.
Like me.
There was no use for this whatsoever. And I was like, look, I'm not begrudging the college system. If you want to go to college, go to college.
I have a degree in theater, and I work here.
But that's at least adjacent.
Yeah, it only took 20 years.
But I mean, but here's the thing. Your degrees are significantly more applicable than mine.
That is true, you big waste of space over
there.
I have
multiple degrees in international studies with a focus on the Middle East and international business, language, commerce, those kind of things. And then I have associate's degrees that are very, very heavy math-based. Like, I have an associate's that's basically gifted to me by the Air Force, through Community College of the Air Force, because of the school that I went through for tech school. Part of it is targeteering, and the math that goes along with that basically says, I can park a bomb in a 4x4 foot square from 30,000 feet with a pen and paper. Like, I know the math necessary behind that in order to do that. And it's like, it's funny when, you know, young people, and I was golfing this last weekend, a couple high school seniors, one of them is the editor at a high school paper here. And he's like, do you have any advice on like how to get into this and what to do? And da, da, da. And I go, it's the same thing I tell everybody that wants to do this that's young. The paths that existed 20 years ago when I started doing this basically don't exist anymore. And the idea that you have to go to Syracuse or to Arizona State or to Missouri and major
Wazoo.
In journalism or Wazoo, any of the Murrow type colleges or anything along those lines. Sure, it helps like to being formally trained and all that kind of stuff. But you look at the most successful people that are in media now that are all like around our age. Most of them, like with the exception of like the Noah Eagles, who,
sure.
You know, he's legacy in Syracuse and all that kind of stuff.
It's in your blood.
But beyond that, if you look at the top creators that are out there and the guys that work in media, even in print media, like these guys aren't like the traditional pathway.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's where like the podcasting one for Sam Houston here, like, yeah, like you can learn the ins and outs and how to like properly produce and do those. Like there's like, we kind of laugh about it, but it's very, like that's a very real course now or a very real major now.
But at the end of the day, it's still content. You can have the best produced podcast in the world and it's still content.
But that's what it comes down to. As I'm saying, like, and you can learn how to do things better. Like a perfect example, Joe Simons, who I co-host the Blazers post game with. Joe is traditionally trained play-by-play journalism, Washington State. He's a Cougar.
Whoop, whoop.
His ability to be a host and to do things, he was trained in that.
Yeah.
That's what makes him great at him doing that. He was specifically trained to do that. And then he worked in radio for years. And it's like those things all help. But you could go to Texas and major in arguing the end of the world. And guess what? You could turn that into a freaking podcast and go beyond that and just do a million other things. Like, none of this stuff matters.
That'd be crazy. Arguing the end of the world would just be in circles. Obviously, I'd be interested in understanding the U.S. through baseball, but I kind of already know that. I think the music classes are really interesting to me, like how musicians are correlated with pop culture and cultural standards, sure. And stuff like that.
How to build a time machine.
How to build a time machine. I mean, it's got to be.
It's not, it's not, I don't think it's even close.
If I lived, I mean, how close is El Paso to San Antonio? Not.
No.
Because I would love to take regional Mexican music and mariachi ensemble. I think that would be great.
I mean, if you double major.
Yeah, like I just want to learn about that.
Oh, no.
I think that music's
super,
awesome. Oh, yeah,
super dope.
That's only a cool just under 8-hour drive.
Yeah.
Just under 8?
Yeah. Just under 8.
If I leave class and then drive to San Antonio, I'll just party in San Antonio, take the class in the morning. And
with those big women on the Riverwalk?
Cruise on back, yeah. Cruise on back.
Shout out Charles Barkley.
Cruise on back. At least it's not Galveston in that dirty ass water.
Hanging out with the Milwaukee Butterhogs.